My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Thank you, Abe, and good evening to you guys down in Midtown. And Garth joins us in the booth as always. We appreciate that, Garth. You came in here on Wednesday teasing that there might be a news release Thursday about some changes to Major League Soccer's roster construction rules, and you were prophetic. The release came out on Thursday, one that quoted you, and you said this was a good thing for the league. I wonder now if you might be able to expand on that a little bit with us as opposed to what you're limited to in a press release.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, what we've been on the league about for a while is to construct optionality. So one of the things that we had, and look, when MLS was founded, I played 5 years in the league. I didn't have a goalkeeper coach. Didn't have a position coach. Like, we didn't have front offices. You know, when I was hired by Salt Lake in 2007, I was the youngest general manager ever, but I was arguably the first real GM in terms of overseeing a front office and stuff. So you had all these things in place that are relics of a league that was trying to stand up and trying to survive. And now we're here, right? And we're, you know, we've got guys playing in Euros and Copas and playing in the best competitions in the world. And the league has evolved. So we need optionality within our markets because, honestly, you're going to sign a different player in Atlanta than you are in Salt Lake. And you're going to have a different profile of the team you're going to build when you have 45,000 fans, 47,000 fans per game, as opposed to in Salt Lake when you're averaging, 18,000 a game. So that's the kind of stuff where this now starts to do that. So if that Salt Lake club wants to have two DPs or have small, effectively smaller DPs and lots of U22s and they want to develop and sell, then they can do that. And likewise, you know, I think our player model that I've been talking about for the 18 months or so that I've been here has been, we're going to evolve what's been done here and say, hey, the reality is that we have the biggest audience in the league, one of the biggest audiences in the world. They want to see a winner. Arthur Blank wants to see a winner. And the way you're going to do that is by signing veteran players that we believe can make a difference on the field from a leadership perspective, from a talent perspective, from a results perspective, because that's the business we're in.
When you look at those options that teams now have, whether we're talking three designated players or two with four U22s, can you explain a little bit about the GAM portion of it? Say you decide the two and the four U22s. How does that GAM work? It's discretionary, if I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, look, what I would say is the GAM stuff.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's a little tricky because most teams are set up with 3DPs. And
yeah.
So what I mean by that is there might be two guys that you paid reasonable money for, but almost everybody has a third player in that slot.
Right.
Because he might be making $800,000, but by putting him in the third DP slot, he hits at $650 or $680 or something like that. But so anyone who's making $681 or above is in that spot. So when you say, hey, in mid-season you can use $1 million in GAM, for most teams, that's probably $1 million player, I would say, on that third spot. It's going to be almost a wash in terms of the initial part. You know, might this add a player? But again, when the window closes, we have 9 league games left. So I don't know how much impact that's going to have immediately. Now, look, the point, though, is that because this is evolution, what we care about is change, right? And if they change it now and we can, and it maybe has a bigger impact in the winter, fair enough. It's all progress, right? Like we got to get started now. There are more players available in the summer. And so, look, maybe you get a guy that you structure a contract where it's not very much now because that allows you to use that GAM. Mm-hmm. And then it's a whole bunch more next year because you can blow it out that way. Or maybe you sell a player. You know what? This is one of the things, right, with the Wiley sale. That became much more attractive to us when the amount of GAM we could take for that went up. Because that's what potentially allows us now to look at Sleash next year. We cannot do it with Gregerson this year because we still have Sleash's payment coming next year. This is the staggering of the contract.
Yeah.
And I know we're deep in the weeds now.
This is good.
Great.
This is good.
You know, Saba was a DP because we front-loaded the acquisition cost last year. And Gregerson was a DP this year because we front-loaded the acquisition cost this year. And then we pushed Sleash's back. So his hits next year.
Okay.
But if you have the Wiley sale and you take all that GAM, now you can use it to offset the Sleash acquisition, which then frees up a DP spot. So the fun part now, if you look at now trying to rebuild the team, and we say, hey, we have 3 spots. Now, we only have, before people freak out, we have 2 spots this summer. On this window, we have Almada and we have Yakimakis' spots that we can use to replace. But we have the potential now to create a third one next year. And so now you look at these signings again and you say, how do we build the best possible team long term? And so this allows you now more flexibility to say, hey, you know, maybe we get a 9 and a 10, but maybe we go get a winger. Or maybe we go, you know, because that's, we can go get best player available, knowing that we can fill that
third,
whatever that remaining third spot is.
Yeah.
You could add that in the winter. Now, fewer players in the winter. And again, maybe that's one where you say, hey, we're not going to sign anybody in the winter. We're gonna wait till next summer again to do it. But at any rate,
it makes total sense.
Because I know when people said, hey, you know, I had said publicly, hey, it's going to take us 2 to 3 windows to really be from here now to really get set. That's what I mean. We got to get these 3 DP slots right.
Mm-hmm.
If we do it, I think that'll have a profound impact on our team based on what we've done in the previous 2 windows, meaning we've started to stack what I would call reliable foundational players, meaning the Sleash, the Saba, the Mayumba, the Zonde, the guys that are, you know, the Brooks Lennon, the guys that are here that could potentially be here, be veteran players that are prime age between 24 and 29. So we're going to stop some of the
turning the roster over right. every 18 months or every 2 years.
So with the U-22s, those spots now not being tied to a certain kind of designated player, does that change your strategy in a way? Because I know we've talked about that in the past. Does it alter things now going forward?
Look, I look at those U-22 spots, and I, you guys will laugh probably because you've gotten to know me a little bit on some of our travels together, but I tend to zig when others zag. It's been, I would call it, a foundational part of my success, actually. So, those U-22 spots are great investment vehicles, and if you're in a small club, they're awesome. And I sense that there was a deal made to balance big clubs going to sign big players and smaller clubs going to sign more younger players, right?
That's fair.
So do I think that Atlanta United should do it? I'm not opposed to the idea, but again, we're not here for the investment vehicle, right? Like, we no one is celebrating that we sold Almada and we got the transfer record again, right? What people care about is, are you winning soccer games? Are you putting the best soccer players in the field? And so can that be a vehicle for us to acquire players that are reserve players that grow over a couple of years? That's the other thing, is when you sign those guys, those are not immediate impact guys. They're almost all in the second year, they start to make a difference, and in the third year, they start to pop. But the other thing is, because it's an investment vehicle, now there's always pressure to, okay, well, now they're starting to play well, you better sell them,
right?
And then this is this endless treadmill then of, all right, well, then you got to go get the next one, and now you got to wait 2 years for him to be good, and then you got to go do it again. And look, let's be honest, we have not had a ton of success in that space at Atlanta United here to date. So suffice to say, like, there's still some creative things you can do with it. As an example, maybe you actually go get a couple players for the twos team, and then you bring them in and you spend that developmental year within that environment. And then you pick up the top one or two guys and you push them into those spots.
Okay.
I think it's a really helpful tool from a player development standpoint. So had we not gotten any offers for Wiley, you could assign him to a second contract so you don't get caught up.
That was my follow-up.
And then you could plug in, right? So a Johnny Fortune, if we say, hey, we haven't gotten a value that we think is what he is, it allows us to protect our investment. So, again, I'm not knocking the U-22 spots. I just think we're going to use them differently than a lot of other clubs are, and we're really going to focus on those three big DPs. And, again, we believe we have the stock players, the role players in place. Now we're going to build the splash players around them. And I think, for the first time next year, we will have our salary cap in a position where we can be truly impactful in terms of maximizing our efficiency in all these spots.
Wondering if you can look into the crystal ball now just for a second. And this is Garth Lagerwey's opinion. Doesn't speak for where the league is going. It's your opinion only. This obviously is a pretty big step forward for the league, where you have all the clubs in lockstep doing something that's going to give you, as a team president and team presidents and everyone all over the league, more weapons now to go out and bring in good players. What now is the next step? Do we, in the next 5 years, get to a point where there's a fourth designated player maybe that comes into the fold, or more of a loosening on the salary restrictions? Do you see that as realistic in the future, or was this such a big step that we're going to play with this for a while and then maybe it'll take a while before there's the next
look step? I hope there's more to come. I mean, I think that one thing you could do, for example, to accomplish the both the different models of different clubs is to simply have a salary cap floor and a salary cap ceiling, and then to spend, I don't know that we need the buckets to say you have to have this many TAM guys or this max salary or whatever. And again, they were all constructed with a positive idea of when teams didn't have front offices, when teams didn't have scouts, when we didn't have analytics when we started, then this helped frame decisions. And they were honestly put in as guardrails to protect clubs from making dumb mistakes at a time when the league was trying to survive. And, but now we're way past survival. We're thriving. And so I do think there's an opportunity to evolve more within the system. We're going to All-Star Game this week coming up in Columbus, and so we'll have some meetings, some conversations about that. And look, we'll see what people say. Ultimately, that has to be a consensus, right? Like, I feel like my perspective does have some value in the sense that I've been small club Salt Lake, medium club Seattle, big club Atlanta. But that doesn't mean that that's the majority opinion or anything like that. And since I zig when everyone zags, then maybe you shouldn't take my word for it.
But
I think there's a real opportunity there, Mike.
Yeah, no, and I think, again, and we've talked about this on the air and off the air, when you get the small clubs, medium clubs, and big clubs all in agreement to take things in the same direction, that's a very significant step.
It is. And the other thing I'd say, Mike, is what we're seeing is there's a market for premium soccer.
Yeah.
Right? Our audience is clamoring for the best possible Atlanta United, but we put 70,000 plus in for Argentina, right? We then put 55-ish in for the U.S. men, the biggest crowd that the U.S. men got at any point in Copa. You know, it looks very good now that we're going to be able to host the Club World Cup next year. Nothing signed yet, but we're trending the right way. World Cup's coming. There is an audience. We are selling tickets for people to get to consume the best soccer in the world. Started last summer, you know, when Chelsea and Newcastle came over and played a friendly. So we know for our audience, we got to deliver the best possible soccer product. And, you know, we kind of got to see if we can move the league along with us, too, in some of that. Because I do think that that's part of the distinction that we're seeing right now.
Absolutely. Real quick, while we still have you, the window's been open now for about 48 hours. Any updates you're willing to share with us?
Nothing we can share in terms of the players we're looking at are under contract to other teams.
Okay. So,
By the way, that's a good thing because that means that we're not only looking at free agents. We got some resources.
Oh, that does narrow it down a little bit, actually, yes.
we are also looking at a couple free agents. But, again, just keep in mind, we have the three spots. We're going to try to find the best players we can over the next 2 to 3 windows and to really set this team up long term. And we're big game hunting. We're trying to bring in some guys. And again, I want to stress, these are not famous players. We're not going after 33-year-old, 35-year-old. They're going to come here, play a season, make a splash, and then age out. What we want are prime age players that will come here and be part of our foundation that our fans are going to get to know. We take that experience that they had with Joseph Martinez and they say, hey, we want you to buy a jersey and invest in us and invest in the club and invest in these players, and that's what we're trying to create.
We'll leave it at that, and we'll see you Friday night. League's Cup is one of our favorite events, and we're looking forward to that with you on Friday.
Awesome. We'll see you guys then.
All right, that's Garth Lagerwey, president of Atlanta United. Let's go back to Abe and Garrett.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.